Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick. I'm joined by David Smith, the Executive Director of the Illinois Family Institute, the Illinois Family Action, and John Biver, the Project Director for Illinois Family Action Get Out the Vote campaign. John, I hear rumors there's an election in November. Who's on the ballot?
A lot of people. It's not just the big names you hear, the folks that are making all the news, Hillary and this guy Donald. But there's a U.S. Senate campaign in Illinois. Every congressional district has a race.
18 of them in Illinois.
That's right. And then about a third of the state Senate, right?
That's correct.
Vote.
And there are 59 seats, so what is a third of a 59? Come on, where's your math there?
Exactly.
I didn't take Common Core, I don't know.
It doesn't divide evenly, so that's my out.
Yes, there you
and
go.
And then every Illinois House seat is up for election.
And there's 118 of those.
Yes, that's a lot. And you each have
but
one.
But here's the key on that one is not every one of those elections are contested.
True.
Many of them, especially as you get into the city of Chicago, are uncontested. They get a free pass. No challenge on the ballot.
Well, including that's not good.
Michael Madigan and John Cullerton, and others.
Exactly.
And it's your job to get all these true conservatives elected. How do you do that? I didn't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah, right.
It's a lot of work, and we're going to need a lot of folks helping. A lot of money is going to be spent in Illinois on the Republican side. Unfortunately, a lot of that money isn't spent effectively, so there's some experimentation going on, which is why we are running a vote-by-mail effort, encouraging pro-family folks to get it done. Don't wait for something to get in the way of voting on Election Day. It's convenient. You fill out an application. Your local election office sends you a ballot, and then you mail it back. It's pretty easy.
Pretty easy, but some radar comes up in my mind. As a conservative, I think, this is a way for the left to scam the election system. There's got to be a way for them to cheat through vote by mail.
You're right. And they can cheat through early voting. They can cheat through the electronic ballots. So a lot of games can be played. I wish I could say I had a lot of confidence on the conservatives in Illinois to monitor and to send enough poll watchers out to make sure that it's looking legitimate. But there's a risk no matter which way it's going to go. And it's up to our side to police it just like it always has been in all elections through history.
Dave, you like vote by mail.
I love it, actually. As the father of seven, my wife and I have decided a few election cycles ago, to start doing the vote by mail. And it's so convenient to do it in your own home with a cup of coffee at the kitchen table. And you and your spouse can discuss, and your older children can discuss who you're voting for, why you're voting for that person, the worldview of these candidates, right? And, oftentimes, as we know, that it's the lesser of two evils or the lesser of two candidates running for office. But it's a wonderful family opportunity to teach your children about the importance of voting. They can see you get it done. And it's so convenient. You do it at your schedule, your time. You don't have to worry about those long lines at the polling place, the weather, right? You don't have to worry about traffic or, if you wait for election day, there is a chance there's a family crisis that could distract you or delay you or sickness. You could come down with the flu that day and miss your work schedule. You may think, I'm going to vote when I get home from work tonight. Well, your boss may say, I need you overtime. I need you to work late. And then, you're going to miss. So I love it because it's convenient. I wish the window wasn't as wide as it is. I mean, it's like,
time-wise, you mean?
Right. Six weeks. That's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time for maybe nefarious activity.
Well, that's right. That's absolutely. But that being said, I don't think conservative Christians need to think about that. When they do it, we're going to use it the right way, right? And take advantage of this new law and this new process as a convenience to our families.
There's supposed to be a paper ballot saved by the local election office. So if there was to be a recount, the vote cast would be there on paper on a signed ballot. Another thing I just thought of, Dave, is people could do it at their kitchen table and have the IFI voter guide right there to help them go through the ballot.
That's because a good pitch there.
I mean, so many of us, it happens to me even though I'm involved, I go down the ballot and I'm not always sure what I'm looking for.
Right. So, you know, if you're going into the voter booth, you can take the IFI voter guide in with you, but then you're going to feel pressured because you're taking time. You know, look, when you do it at your kitchen table or in your home office or in your Lazy Boy, you know, you can take your sweet time and you can look through this and analyze it and make decisions based on thoughtful consideration.
There's a good chance that we will have a higher turnout this general election. Of course, it always is higher in a presidential year, but this odd election at the top of the ticket is drawing a lot of attention, and there's a good shot, so the lines at the polling place may be long.
Okay. I want to get into that a little later about the impact of the two front runners in the presidential race on the election here in Illinois. I want to continue here with this discussion a little bit about vote by mail. How do you go about getting vote by mail ballot?
The wonderful World Wide Web, you'll be able to find your local election authority. They'll all have a website, and they'll all have a way to request a ballot. But what we are doing right now is asking for friends of the Illinois Family Institute and Illinois Family Action to help us out by encouraging their fellow church members, their friends and family, people that they know would be supporting the pro-life, pro-family issues, to fill out an application, and then we will help them process that so they can get a ballot. So we got a lot of people helping us do that in order to increase the vote. Dave had told me about the number of pro-family voters, Americans who don't vote. And
right.
It's not a pretty picture.
It is not. And, the stats are that, you know, 60% of eligible voters are registered to vote in the church. And of that, only 60% actually vote, which means now we're down somewhere about 36%, okay?
I did check that math, by the way.
Yes. Well, I've said it so often I don't have to think about it anymore. Anyway, so that's important. When you were talking about where they can find the application to vote by mail, okay, every county, there's 102 counties in the state of Illinois, has an election authority. There are 8 big cities in the state of Illinois who are also election authorities. Think Chicago, Rockford, Aurora. You know, those are the big 3, right? So there's others, Champaign, I think Peoria. I don't have the list in front of me. But you can find the election authority and get to their website and get the application to vote by mail. If you don't know who your election authority is, call us, 708-781-9371. Okay, and we will be happy to look it up and get you in touch with them, either a phone number or a website or an email.
It's sometimes tough, and it's cliche now to talk about the importance of voting, but so many of these elections, even the big ones, are close, and the numbers add up. Each of us as individuals have to take this seriously and get out there and vote, because 4 years ago, there was such a decline in Republican voting, for example, that even if they would have, if the Republican Party would have had the same number of votes as they did 4 years previous, they would have won the election.
Really?
Obama would not have gotten a second term. So it does matter.
Why do you think that is? So in 2012, the Republican vote was lower than it was in 2008.
Correct. There's a lot of speculation that maybe Mitt Romney just didn't inspire folks to actually bother to vote. There was also
his wealth.
There was
the fact that he was a Mormon.
Yes, that's all been discussed as possible reasons why his number was down.
Okay. But this time around.
This time around, we have Donald Trump at the ticket, Hillary Clinton at the ticket.
The top of the ticket.
The top of the ticket. And how's that going to drive the vote here in Illinois in particular?
I've been comparing this to a big-time sporting event, whether the World Series or the Super Bowl, because it's all going to depend on how these players play the game down the home stretch. We've even watched the last 6 weeks or 2 months, the ups and downs of the candidates and the campaigns. And a lot of that information does get through to the public and people get a sense of, you know, the favorability or where they're going to lean in an election. So it can go either way right now. There's speculation that Hillary may not be, kind of like Romney did on the right, Hillary on the left may not inspire as many Democrats to get out to vote. Then there's also the disaffected Bernie Sanders people, who a lot of them will vote for Trump, believe it or not. Some of them are not going to vote at all. The primary
or Green Party candidate.
Exactly. Well, there's other places to go.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's very difficult to predict. And of course, my focus is Illinois.
But we need to continue this conversation in a moment. Let's flush that out.
There's an easy way to be an informed voter. Visit ilvoterguide.com. ilvoterguide.com is a comprehensive online voter guide that rates the candidates on a 7-point scale from very conservative to very liberal. ilvoterguide.com lets you know where the candidates stand on life, taxes, and other key issues, who's funding the candidates' campaigns, and who's endorsing them. Before you vote, visit ilvoterguide.com. That's ilvoterguide.com.
This is an Illinois Family Institute, illinoisfamily.org update. Illinois' ban on sexual identity counseling for minors is facing a legal challenge from a group of pastors who fear they could be charged with consumer fraud if they provide biblical guidance to young people who want to turn away from same-sex attraction.
We definitely want to encourage people to pray for pastors protecting youth, and this, we think, goes too far.
Attorney John Mauck says the controversial state law is a good example of why it's important to elect candidates who support religious freedom.
And this is a really good test. Did you vote to impose this law restricting pastors from teaching that homosexuality is a sin?
Illinois Family Institute voter guides will be available in late September. Be sure to visit illinoisfamily.org before you vote. This is Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick, joined by David Smith, the Executive Director of Illinois Family Institute, and John Biver, Project Director for the Illinois Family Action Get Out the Vote campaign. We talked a little about the Trump-Hillary impact on voter turnout. You think in Illinois it could be a big voter turnout?
My guess is it's typically about 3.2 million Democrat, 2-point-something, you in the low 2 millions for Republicans in a presidential election. I'm guessing Hillary's going to drop into the high 2.8 million, possibly. Donald Trump got 500,000 additional Republicans to cast a ballot in the primary. Now, that wasn't just Trump. It was the Cruz-Trump race. A lot of attention given to that. So that. The 4 years before, it was 900,000. This year, it was 1.4 million.
Wow.
So that tends to make people think that the general election vote on the Republican side in Illinois will be up.
And there's a lot of interest. On the flip side, Barack Obama's not at the top of the ticket. How will that have an impact on the minority turnout? That's my question. Will there? Because we know in 2008 there was a huge minority and young person people turnout. 2012, another big one, but not as big, right?
Correct.
So, what does it look like in 2016 for turnout with minorities and young people?
There is conventional wisdom that Republicans can't do it. But I believe because of Trump being so unorthodox and Hillary possibly being a kind of candidate that doesn't inspire the black community, I'm guessing Trump will get a higher percentage of African-American and Hispanic votes in Illinois higher than any of the presidents probably since
even Hispanic votes.
Yes.
Well, and I'll tell you, I would probably agree with you because not because of Donald Trump, though maybe that's a part of it, but because we've had 8 years of Barack Obama.
That's right. That's as big of as anything.
Right. I mean, so people
voting
have
for change.
I'm telling you. You know, they've seen what it means, hope and change.
Right.
And it hasn't been beneficial. And a lot of people's eyes have been open, their communities in Illinois, in Chicago, that are still struggling despite 8 years of a far left progressive or leftist.
That's right.
At the helm.
This is all guesswork, and the numbers may be only a small percentage, but anything that would be increasing those numbers for the GOP, they would be thrilled to have. And there's I shouldn't say this, but there's only one place to go, and that's up, because Republicans in Illinois do find a way to make things worse. But I am cautiously optimistic that the numbers will move in the right direction in this general election.
And if the numbers go in the right direction, that could also help these down-ballot races for conservatives, right?
Exactly. And especially in these close races, there are so many states. There's not as many state senate, but there's quite a few state house races that come within a few hundred, a few thousand votes. And this is just a turnout game.
Well, and here's the situation, just to make sure that the listeners understand. Both the Illinois Senate and the Illinois House in Springfield have super majorities of Democrats. So they have override capability. If Bruce Rauner, the governor of Illinois, decides to veto something, in theory, they have the numbers to veto that legislation or to override that legislation, is what I mean to say. And earlier this year, we saw Senate Bill 1564 get passed by the House and the Senate, and then sent to Governor Rauner. Unfortunately, Rauner did sign that piece of legislation.
And 1564, reminder, is legislation that forces a pro-life pregnancy center, a pro-life
nurse,
to give abortion referrals and discuss the benefits, so-called benefits of abortion.
That's right.
And it's being challenged in the courts right now. And
thank God by a Maukin Baker law firm in Chicago. But here's the thing is, so, and I want to focus on the House for a second because the House seems to be more achievable, right?
Right.
To change the situation. They have 71 Democrats in the House. This bill got, that we're talking about, Senate Bill 1564, got 61 votes in the House. It needs 60 to pass. So in theory, if we were able to switch two of those seats with a pro-life, pro-family vote, we could stop that kind of stuff in the future. That's how important it is. And John, this is a game of increments, isn't it? This is about winning 2-3 seats this election cycle, winning 2-3 seats in 2018, and therefore 20. We're not going to flip the whole thing in 2016, are we?
No, we're not. There are more elected Republicans at the General Assembly, governor, congressional level since Obama took office then probably 70 or 80 years.
Right.
So around the country, people are voting Republican for some reason. I could tell you that some other time. People in Illinois aren't. They are not because there is a despair that doesn't make a difference. If you don't like the top of the ticket or the U.S. Senate candidate on the GOP side, we still need you to get out there and fill out your ballot to vote for the pro-family candidates down ballot, because this state was won 3 times by Reagan Bush, and that's not ancient history. There have been elections in this state where Republicans have fared well. In fact, we have a Republican governor, not to our liking necessarily, but 4 years before Rauner got elected.
We had Peter Fitzgerald, too.
Bill Brady came within 30,000 votes of winning. And Bill Brady, for governor, he was a social conservative. So this state can be red again.
Yes.
But it's going to take many numbers of people engaging and making sure their friends and neighbors and family vote.
But Mike Madigan and John Cullerton, the House Speaker and the Senate President, they don't want to give up their majorities, and they're going to fight and fight hard. How do you overcome that?
It's funny. There's talk among some political experts that Mike Madigan may not be all that happy with his supermajority, because then he has a caucus that's a little more of a pain in the neck, because they think they can get anything they want. So, yes, he will fight. I think he will fight this cycle just because of the clashes between he and Bruce Rauner. But even if we do pick up a few seats, the battle then really engages for the cycles in the future. And anything we're doing in 2016 is going to have to be increased in 2018 and in 2020. So this is a building process to get pro-family voters to realize we can do it.
And in this election cycle, as a presidential, typically in Illinois, Republicans don't fare that well, right?
Correct, because the Democratic machine here knows how to get the vote out. In my Republican precinct in 2012, I was shocked at the turnout on the Democratic side, and that was the Obama for America machine kicked into gear. That machine is now, something Action for America, something
right.
like that. So they still exist, but they also have to inspire people. It's one thing to inspire the government employees to get out. It's another thing to get regular rank and file Democrats, middle of the road Democrats to get out to vote for Hillary.
And this is what we're trying to do on our side, is to inspire and convince and exhort Christian conservatives, don't take it for granted, get your vote in, get it in quickly so that you're counted when November 8th is the polls are closed.
We have neighboring states. Missouri was Democratic. Michigan, across the lake, was Democrat. They are now mostly
Wisconsin.
Republican. Exactly, Wisconsin. These are all still battleground states.
Yes.
But people think Illinois can't be red. It can be red. You look at the numbers, there is a dispirited Republican and conservative base in this state. There isn't much of a party structure to ensure that the get out the vote actually happens. But it can be turned around. Not every social conservative has moved out of the state.
Yeah.
John, if folks would like to find out maybe how they can get involved in a campaign or get information from you about getting out the vote, what can they do? How can they get in touch with you? And what are a couple tips you can give folks?
I'm going to answer every phone call from now till Election Day. My phone number, call me on my cell, 847-533-4453. That's 847-533-4453. Or you can contact me via email at the letter B dot John. So it's B.John at ifiaction.org. And I will get back to you as soon as I can.
And lots of people want to be like John.
That's right.
Sure. Dave, before we leave, we need to tell folks that we have voter guides available.
Right. Well, Illinois Family Institute is the 501c3. We have church-compliant voter guides. Call our office, 708-781-9328. And order bulk quantities, of course, with the permission of your pastor. You can get them to your civic groups, your Christian groups, your homeschool groups, and be able to use those. We also have a 501c4 online voter guide, which can be viewed at ilvoterguide.com. That's ilvoterguide.com. You put in your address and only your races pop up. How convenient is that? And that one is a little more subjective. That one, we rank candidates on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. So if you trust us and you enjoy our opinions and you think we have a pretty good biblical worldview, check that out, ilvoterguide.com. That will be ready on September 23rd so that you can vote by mail or in person with confidence.
All right. Thank you, David Smith, the executive director of Illinois Family Institute, Illinois Family Action, and John Biver, the project
director. We have to have him come back in.
Yes, we do. The project director for Illinois Family Action Get Out the Vote campaign. And thanks for listening. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback at ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.